wish you a personal happy birthday.
Well, you're mighty sweet. I got your wire, and I thought it was very thoughtful. I got a little bad throat, but I did a lot of talking yesterday and a little change in altitude. So I just been out in the car, riding around, looking at the sun, enjoying myself. I know that. I know that. And we're very thrilled that she could be there.
We were so pleased, Mr. President. I just wanted you to know we've been thinking of you today, and we had a lovely wedding here, and your sweet Lucy came and made it just that much better. She was simply marvelous with us.
Well, we think you got a mighty fine boy and girl, and we're very happy at their attitude, and Bird won't say a word to you. We're just getting ready to sit down and visit with two or three of the local folks.
Hubert? Hubert?
Yeah.
Oh, I know it was a happy day and a beautiful affair, and I wish I could have been there, but August the 27th is always a very special day in our lives, and I just couldn't, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, we know that. Lady Bird, how was your trip yesterday?
It was fantastically good.
Oh, good.
I just felt real happy about it. And what about you, Big Day? How did everything go?
Oh, just great. We're exhausted tonight, but it was just beautiful.
Well, what is it up there, about 9:30?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's time you put your feet up, and we send our dearest love to the young couple, and we hope they'll have years of happiness and prosperity and good health and all good things.
You know, Lucy was with us.
I do know, and I'm so pleased.
Oh, she was so dear. Gosh, it just was wonderful to have her here. You never forget that.
You tell her I'm a little bit jealous when she would go to the vice president on my birthday.
As a matter of fact, I said, listen, you better be figuring up a good story on that one. Now, Mr. President, we're not going to keep you any longer. I just want you to know that we were thinking of you.
Well, you're mighty sweet. I told her when she told me she had to fly down here to her birthday before she left Washington, I said, that's not a prudent act. The first week you're married, when you're trying to get through school to spend that much money coming to Texas for a man's birthday, and I guess she did figure it's prudent to go be with the vice president.
Didn't cost so much. That's fine. I won't bid you goodbye and lots of love.
Hubert? Hubert?
Yes.
We had a real unbelievable day yesterday.
That's
I don't know. We're going to have real problems with this press because our friends have got about everybody in the world pretty well poisoned. But we open their eyes at every meeting, and I rather think that, one of the boys Newsweek just told Bill Moyers that they wouldn't use his copy this week. He sent them 50 pages. They said they had to write a big story about Kennedy and Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's doing that pretty well in New York. I don't know how we can overcome it. But we had the group with us on our trip. We have had, and I just think we got to keep it up.
Well, Mr. President, you've been, they tell me you did a terrific job on that New England trip, and I know today was another, this weekend was a smash. I'll just try to behave, and I'm sorry that things aren't a little better.
Well, they'll be all right. Don't worry about that.
Well, I'm not going to, Mr. President. I just want to be, you tell me what you want me to do.
Well, you're doing it. God bless you.
God, thank you, Mr. President.
Bye. Bye.